Welcome to TerryWilson3.com.
Get ready to discover, develop, and monetize your skills and talents with Terry Wilson.
Thank you, Christopher B. How are you doing, TW3 family, listeners? Hope your week is going great. I know here at TW3, we are just, it is amazing to see the amount of business that's coming in. So thank you to all you TW3 members that are out there that's using our platform, our tools, and our training to help people take their money, business, and life to new levels. It's absolutely exciting to see so many people taking a hold of these tools, taking our training and executing on them so flawlessly. So congratulations to you guys that's writing new business. And for you guys that are still waiting on your first piece of business to come in, don't give up. It's coming around. Like I said, in our first, training a while back, you know, in the five stages of success, the first stage is the hardest. I don't know what it is about, no matter what you're trying to do, whether it be lose weight, whether it be, start a business, no matter what it is, it just seems like that first step, that first area that you enter in. You know, I've been the last 2 weeks trying my best to get more active because I kid all the time. Back when I was young, active and playing ball, I hated exercise. So now that I'm in my mid-40s and living life behind a laptop, it's even more difficult sometimes for me to get motivated to get moving. But I have learned as an entrepreneur, you know, physical activity is so, so important to keep, the cobwebs out of the brain from forming. I think it's one training I heard. It says, you know, when you move, your brain starts to groove. And there's a, you know, neurological fact there that the neurons and the new connectivity in the brain, how it, you know, when you exercise and when you move and when you're more physical, you know, the brain just works better. And I tell you, at the end of the day, if you want to become an entrepreneur, if you want to be someone that is the man rather than working for the man, then you've got to have a fresh mind that is working, that is soaking up new information, that is seeing things for what they are and making able to make, you know, quick, sound judgments on the best thing to do for the situation that they're called into. So it is important. Hey, this is episode 402. Today, I want to give you 24, and these are things that are not necessarily in TW3 because I want to give value. The whole purpose of this public podcast is whether you're a member at TW3 or not, you're getting value out of it. You're entertained, you're inspired, and you're informed by things that you can do now, even without being a member. Because, you know, I'm real cognitive all the time, and I do feel like sometimes it's easy to slip into, and I probably am guilty of it, where you're excited about what you do, you're excited about your business, you're excited about this or that, so you're just sell all the time, which I make no bones about it, no apologies. I'm selling TW3 all the time because I think it's the best thing that anybody can get involved in, just because there's so many different ways that you can make money, and it's wrapped around you. You're not having to wrap yourself around that business, because you can, you know, when you're in the thing of insurance or real estate or health and wellness or retail, whatever it is, you know, well, that's the niche you're in. And the beautiful thing I love about our business is you can be in anything you want. We're not here to wave the flag of, health and wellness or real estate or whatever it is. We're just raising the awareness of entrepreneurialism, and then find the area that speaks to you, that you find the most value out of, and get involved.
You're listening to TW3 Radio, inspiring, informative, and entertaining talk and music for the entrepreneur and small business owner.
Uh,
Are you wanting 2020 to be your best year ever in business? You have got to be in Greenville, South Carolina, March the 19th through the 21st. We're having our third annual You Are Worth More conference, and we've got tickets on sale for the lowest price ever, $149.97. You are going to find entrepreneurs just like you, small business owners that are in all different types of industries, all different types of businesses, and they are putting their business, their income, their prospecting on autopilot just by being able to leverage some tools, training, and technology that we use here at TW3. You don't have to be a member to attend, but I promise you, you'll probably want to be one afterwards, but it's not necessary. Come to the You Are Worth More Conference by going over to worthmoreconference.com right now. That's worthmoreconference.com right now. Get your tickets while they're still available. We've got limited seating, and I promise you, you are going to find the information that you need and be able to find a community that's going to help you take your money, business, and life to all new levels if you come to the Worth More Conference this coming year, March the 19th through the 21st, 2020 in Greenville, South Carolina. worthmoreconference.com. So put on your dancing shoes tonight.
You've got to put them on. Come on. And now back to our show with Terry Wilson.
So what is passive income? You know, that elusive thing that every time you get involved with one of these pills, thrills, lotions, or potions businesses, they're always talking about passive income, and that's a big buzzword. And sometimes when you say passive income, people automatically think, oh God, he's trying to recruit me into this MLM or thing. No, this has nothing to do with MLMs and stuff. I'm going to give you 24 legit ways that you can create passive income for yourself, right now, if you have some of the means to do this. Now, it's real important. What is passive income? Passive income is where you get paid over and over again for work that you did once. You work one time and then you got paid. And I will tell you, passive income is the only way to create wealth, because you've only got so much time in a day. You've only got so much energy to expend in that day. And most people get stuck in life trading time and effort for money. And that's the typical, okay, I'm going to take this shovel, I'm going to go over there and dig this ditch, and then you're going to pay me for the 4, 6, 8 hours that I work digging that ditch. That is how most people are paid. That's fine, that's a wage, but you'll never gain wealth by doing that. Wealth is where money is starting to work for you rather than you starting to work for wealth. So how can you create passive income? Number one, write it down. Invest in real estate. Real estate can be a great way to make money while you sleep. However, I decided to buy a couple rental properties in my early 20s, and I had much different experience. I had a tenant who was late on his rent consistently, and I had a hot water tank flood that flooded the first floor. This is the guy writing this article, by the way. I've never invested in rental property because my family had invested in rental property before, and I sort of knew the pros and the cons. Yes, you can make money like he's talking about here in this article, and I'll link to the article I'm using to help in this. But the problem is there is a lot of, managing rental property. So, but that is a legit way of, creating passive income. You know, another way to own real estate and not necessarily have to deal with that is I've got a couple of friends that have popped up these storage units. Great way to create some passive income. I've got one friend of mine that is making $500,000 per unit that he puts up. You know, now he might spend a couple $1 million in developing the property, building it and everything else. But over time, after 4 years, I mean, it's already paid for itself and he's rocking and rolling. So that's a great way. Real estate investment's always been a great way, a safe way to create some passive income. Number two, dividend income. Now, dividend income is money paid to shareholders of a stock in the form of cash. So when you're looking at investing in stocks and bonds and mutual funds and that things, you want things that have a dividend income. Dividend paying stocks are especially enticing for those who are trying to create
and make a living with passive income because you get your payouts once a quarter. So when you're looking at investing, see if there's a dividend income a component to that, because that would be a great way to create some passive income. Number three, peer-to-peer lending. Peer-to-peer lending is when you loan other people money who don't qualify for traditional financing. Now, keep in mind here again, this is a higher risk way of creating passive income. However, there's ways and lending clubs that you can join to help mitigate that risk, and you're spreading that risk out through other people. So for instance, if you're lending $1,000 in this particular loan package, you might only be the first $100 and you've got 10 other people. So you're sort of mitigating your risk, and based on the structure of that loan, you can definitely get up to 5% and 10% returns on that type of lending. So that's a great way. Number four is get out of debt. Now, that sounds so Dave Ramsey of you, but it's true. The less debt you carry, for every dollar that you're not in debt, you're making $2 in income, because that same money that you're having to pay that credit card company, that car loan, whatever it is that you're in debt for, you could be taking that dollar and putting it into something like real estate, into something like peer-to-peer lending, into something like, quote unquote, starting your TW3 business or whatever it is, and you're making money. But for every dollar tied up in debt is a dollar that you can't invest. And that's a dollar that's not working for you. So I would tell you that needs to be number one. If you're trying to figure out how to strategize your money and how to put your money at work, get out of debt first. Number five, open a high yield account. Are you looking for a low risk way to make income passively? Then look at opening a high yield savings account. Okay, like Citibank that pays 19 times more than traditional banks that are currently paying up to 1.5%. They offer $100 minimum to open, no monthly service, and they have sweeping accounts and things of that nature with that open high yield account. So that's a great way. Now, you're not going to get rich on it unless you've got a lot of money to invest, but it's a way of creating some guaranteed passive income. Number six, rent out a room. Do you have extra room that you rarely use? Why not rent it out to someone in short-term rentals, like with Airbnb? Especially if you live close to college towns that are having sporting events, if you live into anything that's going to have an influx of traffic from or even seasonal traffic or things like that, it's a great way of creating some passive income. Number seven, and you're going to think, Terry, you're crazy, but I'm telling you, it's so easy and cheap to do. You don't have to spend any money. It's just time. Write a book. And you say, well, there's a cost. No, there's not. You can use Amazon's independent publishing services, and they print it on demand. So you never have to pay for printing. It's printed as people buy it, or they can get it in the Kindle version. But you know that there's things that you know. Are you a mother? Are you a daughter? Are you a husband, a son? What life experiences have you had in a particular industry and a trade? What has life brought to you that has built your faith? There are so many ways and things that you can, and you say, well, Terry, I'm not a great writer. Well, just put your thoughts down on paper and let someone else, let a friend help you edit it, or pay someone $50 on Fiverr to come in and clean it up for you. It is so inexpensive to write a book. There's no reason why anyone shouldn't have, because you have a story. And that's what I tell you. The reason I wrote my book, it's not that I necessarily think of myself as this great author or anything, but I've got a story. And it's congruent with, my story is congruent with what I sell, which is freedom, which is entrepreneurialism, because I am an entrepreneur. I started a business back when I was a teenager. I had success. I lost everything. I came back and rebuilt. And all along the way, there's mindset lessons I learned. There's skill set lessons I learned. There's technical lessons I learned. There's business lessons I learned. All of those things. And so why not write a book so that that person that is starting out for the very first time, they don't have to go through 25 years of banging up their knee. They can learn 25 years worth of lessons I learned. And then not only that, the compounded lessons that I learned from other people that learned, because I'm studying behind people like Maxwell, like Ziegler, like Les Brown, like Gary Vaynerchuk, like all of these, Seth Godin, like all these other people, that comes, all of that content, all of that information that I was able to glean comes into the mind of TW3. And then it's rattled around with my experiences and personality, and then it's spat out, if you will. and a book. Why not? You can do the same thing, and it doesn't take any time but time. So that's a great way of creating some passive income, because once you wrote it, once you've published it, once it's put out there on Amazon, then all you have to do is throw it out there, you know, let people know it's there, incentivize them. You could even start an affiliate program to where they're incentivized to promote it for you. And then boom, you've got a passive income and business model right there. Number eight, do some affiliate marketing and CPA marketing. That's one of the things, that's not the only thing, that's one of the things that's in our referral marketing package at TW3 that we spend so much time and training on how to show people. But I will tell you, I am making today what it used to take me actively working and busy and calling and servicing accounts and selling. And just 5 years ago, what it took me to work my butt off to make in a monthly income, I'm making passively just because of my affiliate marketing efforts, my CPA marketing efforts, my referral marketing efforts, and all of that. It's, I mean, I've basically doubled what it used to take me, you know, 40 hours a week to try, or actually I was working 60 hours. Who am I fooling? 60 hours a week, to strive and try to accomplish that effort just 5 years ago is now done whether I work or not, you know, a passive income. You can create the same thing. And if you had a website already, then this is a no-brainer. Some people this gentleman knows about, I know, you know, I'm not going to brag on myself, but they're making over $50,000 a month, you know, and TW3 does better than that. So I'm telling you, it's and that's what our package is all about, is showing people how to do that. But it's a great way to create income. Number nine gets into lead generation, which is what we do at TW3. We teach people, because I will tell you, the moment you are able to learn how to generate leads for any given industry, whether it be, you know, health and wellness, real estate, any direct sales opportunity, ministry, insurance, whatever the world that you're in, if you learn how to use some of the tools and training that we have at TW3 and how to generate, and we show you the training on how to do that, once you've mastered that skill set, it is like gold. You have, at that very point in your business, you have a money printing business, because if you've been in business at all, you know the hardest thing is to get in front of people. The hardest thing about business is getting in front of the people that need, want, desire, and can afford what it is you offer. The moment you can develop the skill set to be able to do that, is the very moment you can, number one, sell whatever product, good, or service that you're in. And not only that, take those leads and resell. There's a reason why I'm not in insurance anymore. I figured it out. Now, I'm not trying to talk anybody out of insurance if you're an insurance business or anything else. But the money to be made in insurance is not selling insurance. It's selling the leads to people who want to sell insurance. Think about it. How is all these IMOs and FMOs and different agencies built? They're built by someone that has mastered the ability to generate leads, and then they recruit agents that go out there. And it reminds me of that story, and I've told it from time to time, but I don't think I've told it recently. So for new listeners, I want you to hear this. Back in the late 1800s, the gold rush took place, and thousands of people went west for gold. There were two types of people that went out there. One group of people, only about 10% of them that went out, it was less than 10%, actually made money. Now, there was people that made money more than that, but I'm talking covered the cost of going out there, covered all the expense, covered. They didn't just break even. They didn't just make a living. They made money. They made, you know, they found their wealth. Only less than 10% of those people. There was another group that went with them, that literally 89, 90% of the people of this other group, they all made money and made good money. The first group was the group of prospectors. They were out there. They were looking for gold. They were digging for gold. They were trying to find gold. They were, if they hit gold, man, it's going to hit it rich. Then there was another group that went out there. And these were the people that wanted to build, make, and resell picks, shovels, and axes. That group that went out there, they supplied the prospectors with all of their material, all of the tools that they needed. And I will submit to you, that lesson right there is the reason why TW3 members, can not only make money being prospectors for gold, but also resellers of the prospecting tools. And that's the magic sauce of why we're successful and have been successful going on 12 years this July. It'll be 12 years of, and that's the reason why I got out of insurance is because I learned real quick. You know, I started being able to generate my own leads from insurance, making sales. And then more and more people was coming wanting to buy leads. And finally, it occurred to me, when I sell a lead to someone, I sell a lead for an exclusive lead, say $25-$50, whether they sell that insurance or not is not my problem. Whether that insurance they sold stays on the books more than 12 months to get them out of their first year annual commission so they don't get a chargeback, not my problem. I did my part. I got them in a lead that says, I want to know more about insurance. That's all I'm supposed to do. And all of a sudden, learning that part of the business, and then learning the fact that the time it takes me to sell or make an appointment or go out and speak to someone and all that, do the paperwork and get all the underwriting done, in that same amount of time, I could generate hundreds of leads that are worth $25-$50 a piece. It really became obvious to me what business, the insurance business pays out the most in, what side of it. And that's why, you know, we evolved. And that's why, you know, I've got tons and tons of insurance guys and ladies that have come to TW3, used our business to generate leads for their business. And then once they learn this skill set, start learning, hey, wait a minute. What am I doing, you know, behind this windshield all the time, getting porched all the time, you know, chasing, you know, after people and getting the premiums and trying to keep business on book, you know, the book of business active, when I can just sell this lead to someone else and let it be their problem. And then voila. And that's the evolution. When we get back, I want to talk to you a little bit more about some ways that you can create. It's not just a pipe dream. You can create passive income. Whether you're in TW3, insurance, anything else, I know I started, you know, talking the insurance world a little bit. But there are legitimate ways that you can right now create passive income right after this.
So I want to talk to you about RingCentral. I've been using RingCentral now for 8 years. Started using them when I was in the insurance business exclusively, and then when I started building my agency, I started putting agents within my RingCentral to create what's affectionately referred to as our call center, and that's how it all started, to be honest with you, with RingCentral. So when I tell you to use RingCentral, it's not because I'm getting paid, even though I am, but I started as a user first, and then I really fell in love with the product. So let me just tell you, with RingCentral, there's so many different things that you're going to be able to do. You're going to be able to set up a call center of your own. You're going to be able to set up conferences if you've got team meetings that you want to do and do conference calls, voicemail, fax, everything you need, RingCentral can handle, and it's all cloud-based. So if you've got a smartphone, you got a laptop, you got an iPad or a desktop, whatever you use, it's all cloud-based. It's wonderful. It's very intuitive. And let me tell you something else. For you guys out there that don't like technology, they're a little bit tech-tarded like I am, their customer support is bar none the best. Got a question? Call them. They'll walk you through it step by step. So the support is top notch, top shelf. And here's the thing. If you go to terrywilson3.com/ringcentral, you can try them out for 30 days free trial. 30-day free trial. And then if you keep it, they'll give you a 33% discount just for using terrywilson3.com/ringcentral. Use it. I promise you, you will be glad you did. You know, the one thing that'll sink a team quicker than anything is hiring the wrong people, recruiting the wrong people. If you're in insurance and you're in real estate, if you've got a home-based business that requires you to recruit other people to help you build your business, then build it with the right people. And there's no better way of doing a background check on someone to make sure they're the people, the caliber of people that you want to work with. Go to TerryWilson3.com/background. That's TerryWilson3.com/background right now and get a free background check on anyone that you want to run a background check on. I operate within the opportunity and job space, but maybe you're thinking about dating someone or hiring someone or having them come over and clean your house or cut your grass. Before you get involved with anyone in today's world, I recommend getting a background check, and you can get a free one at TerryWilson3.com/background. TerryWilson3.com/background.
You're listening to TW3 Radio, inspiring, informative, and entertaining talk and music for the entrepreneur and small business owner. And now back to our show with Terry Wilson.
Thank Christopher B. So yeah, I'm telling you, you want to get in on the train of passive income. It's just, well, that's where it's at. And lead generation is one of the best ways, lucrative ways. And think about it, guys. We've been talking about buying real estate. We've been talking about investing your money. We've been talking about all these other things. It's one of the most inexpensive ways to start creating it as well. Number 10, sell products on Amazon. Of course, you can do that. That puts you in a sort of a trading time for money a little bit. But did you know that you can sell your own products on Amazon and make them even ship the products out for you? And if you do digital products, this, it means that you don't ever have to have inventory. So that really goes back to sort of that ebook model and stuff like that. Drop shipping is another one. With the explosion of e-commerce, drop shipping has become very popular. Here's how it works. You create an online store that offers products from certain manufacturers. A person visits your site and orders a product, and then your system sends the order to the specific manufacturer. The manufacturer then completes the order and sends it directly to the customer. We have at tw3store.com, most of those products over there are drop shipped. You know, the mugs, the t-shirts, the TW3 apparatuses and things of that nature, and the things that sort of build our brand. It's all drop shipped. The jewelry, the motivational posters and all that, it's all drop shipped. We don't have any of that in inventory, and it's all drop shipped. And that's one of the things we teach our elite members how to do as well with their stores. Number 12, create an online course. Another huge thing that you can do. I've got several members right now that are in the lending opportunity and loan business opportunity, the factoring business and products. They're in all different types of industries, and they've created their own courses and they're selling it online. And it is a very lucrative way, because once you've created that product, once you've created that training, once you've done all that, it's done. Here again, what's passive income? It's income that you get paid over and over and over again for work you did one time. And that's the way you build wealth, because then that time to build that product can now be spent to build another product and another product and another product. And then all of a sudden you have these huge inventories of different products and stuff like that that you can continually resell. Number 13, create your own YouTube videos. Every day, regular people just like you and me are making money on YouTube. It's one of our big income sources now. Each time someone watches one of your videos, ads can appear and you can make money from those ads. Now, you have to have a lot of traffic on your videos to make any money. But if you've got something, a funny story, a funny thing, or whatever, you can create a video that's going to get a lot of eyeballs on it. You can create and monetize those videos, provided you stay with. Now, we don't monetize our videos the traditional way with YouTube, because we're technically selling something already, and we've got our own affiliate offers and RMP offers and CPA offers and all of that going on. But if you don't have any of that, you can create your own videos and have. And I tell you, some of the most crazy videos that are making, you know, just these reaction videos. Did you know there's people out there that will watch a music video or watch a movie or watch whatever? They're watching something and then they're reacting to it. You know, one of the funniest ones is these guys that are watching these Bill Burr comedy shows, and then they're just reacting to like a 3-minute snippet that he's got and laughing about it and talking about it. They didn't create the content. It was someone else's content, but they're just, you know, sort of, if you will, co-opting his stuff, and they're making huge amounts of money off of it because they're able to get eyeballs on it. and people are loving it. You know, start a business, number 14. And I would say that's number, should be number one, but I mean, I'm not going to spend any more time on that, but owning a business can be a good passive income source. The key in having the right people running the business for you, whether it be through the purchase of an existing business or opening a new business. I would argue the reason why TW3's business model is better than most is because websites, autoresponders, opt-in forms, landing pages, voice broadcast dialers, bulk text, bulk email, all of these things are digital marketing components that never call in sick, never have an attitude, and they always work 100% of the time. You can take, I manage a business that's netting several millions of dollars a year now with a membership of, you know, over 3,800 people. I'm able to manage it with just really about four people. And we're able to do that because most of our stuff is automated. Most of our stuff is digital. Most of our stuff is, you know, on demand. We could not manage that size business with this amount of growth with only four people. And with, you know, if the more people you add, what happens? The more overhead you have and the more the job changes from doing what you want to do, which is motivating people, inspiring people and equipping people, to it turns into a management job where you're having to manage people. And when are you going to work? Are you going to be able to do this? Are you going to be able to do that? You know, and I've already been down that road. I don't want to go down that road. I love people as long as I don't have to manage them. Right. So, you know, starting a business in this new digital form using some of these tools that we offer is a great way of making great money and staying in the lane that you want to stay in. Unless you just like managing people, then go for it. Number 15, vending machines is another great one. A successful vending machine business can be a great way to make passive income. The key to find the right place to install your vending machines. Check with smaller brick and mortar businesses. Contact those who have over 100 workers in the building on a daily basis and see if they need a vending machine. Number 16, license your photos. We've got so many great photos from Ireland and Scotland and England and things like that. We've even talked about doing some of that. Have you ever wondered how you can make money taking pictures? Do you have an eye when it comes to taking good photographs? If so, check out a site like Shutterstock. You send your photos to Shutterstock, and if they are approved, each time one of the Shutterstock clients downloads one of your photos, you get paid. Great way of doing it. Number 17, create a mobile app. If you are a bit techie and can come up with some unique ideas for mobile apps or improve upon an existing one that would make people's lives better, you can make land yourself a great source of passive income. Every app on your phone is making money for someone somewhere. For instance, Joel Comm made over $1 million from his, and I hate to say it, but iFart app. We won't even talk about the ridiculous money about Angry Birds that was made and different things like that. But some of these goofy apps, they're selling advertisings on it and cross promotions and stuff like that, making tons of money. Number 18, put ads on your car. How would you like to make money from just driving your car around and picking any pastures? By allowing companies to place advertisements on your car window, you can earn a few hundred dollars each month simply by driving your car around town. Check out Rapify to see how you might be able to make passive income just driving your car around town. Number 19, buy an online business. The beauty of an online business that most will allow you to work from anywhere, i.e. TW3. Start from scratch. You can take time and resources. Why not consider buying an already established online business or working with someone like TerryWilson3.com? Number 20, buy a laundromat. My mother made tons of money back in the 70s doing that. Here's another turnkey passive income business idea. Many cities have established laundromats that are available for sale right now. Here's how it works. Buy the already existing business. Make sure that you have someone to manage the day-to-day operations. Then soak up the profits. The reason why you would want to buy an existing laundromat is that the startup costs are pretty high. Commercial washers and dryers are not cheap. It makes a lot of financial sense to buy an already established laundromat. Number 21, open a batting cage. I'm shocked at the lack of batting cages facilities, but baseball is one of the most popular sports for kids in America. That's true. Yet batting cages are hard to come by. That is also true. Something to be aware of is that these can require a lot of money to start up. You will have to have a big facility, equipment, and someone to run the cage. So make sure you do your due diligence, especially with insurance and things of that nature. Probably the reason why there's not a lot of them out there is the startup costs. Number 22, product design. Another way you can make passive income is design t-shirts and other products. And here's a great thing. If you've got a great idea for sayings, cliches, design, you can go to these companies that will, you know, like Cafe Press. You're not buying that t-shirt until after it's sold. You can put it online through their apparatus. And then if someone buys your t-shirt with your design, with your saying, then all of a sudden it's printed and drop shipped. A great way of making passive income. Number 23, bond or CD laddering. Bond and CD laddering involves owning several different bonds and or certificates of deposits. Each one matures at a different time during the year. Then you take the profits from those investments as cash income during the year. Although many CDs and bonds might not earn as much as of a return as peer-to-peer lending investments, bonds and CDs generally come with little to absolutely no risk. So if you're wanting to make an absolute guaranteed and you got some money, then own bonds and CDs. Number 24, rent your stuff. Thousands of people every day are looking for items on Craigslist, but necessarily don't want to have to own the items for either, just the expense of owning it or, storing it and everything else. Such things like extension ladders, party tents, tables and chairs, utility trailers, log splitters, chainsaws, snowmobiles, ATVs, all kinds of other things that can be rented through a company like Turo, T-U-R-O, T-U-R-O. You can rent that stuff. And if you've got, you know, a garage full of stuff that you like, what in the world are we going to do with all this junk? Well, you can rent it. So those were 24 ways that you can make passive income right now, you know, with very to little to no cost. Now, some of them were very expensive, like, you know, buying a batting cage, renting in insurance, laundromats. Those things are very expensive. Some of them had no cost, but the amount of cash you're going to be able to earn is going to be, you know, very minimal at best. I mean, to be honest, you're probably not going to get rich writing a book. You might make a few hundred dollars, when you first start out with doing it. But it's a great experience of building something and then building upon it. The idea is getting your mindset and your brain thinking in that way and start being creative in that way. I will tell you, it comes back, and I know it's self-serving, but it's true. The best way to make passive income is to have your own business that drives traffic, drives leads into something that people won't need or desire and can afford, and then it's on autopilot. That's the best way, and the way that we've seen over the last 11 hacks going on 12 years of people being able to make money. But you got to find your own resource and your own way of making money. When we get back, I want to talk to you about what's coming up in our schedule moving forward. But we've got a lot of great things going on at TW3. You need to be a part because it's you can make some good money. But we'll talk about that when we get back right after this.
How'd you like to grow passive income? That is just mailbox money. That's when you wake up in the morning and you see more money in your PayPal account or in your merchant account or whatever it is you use. The best way, the best tool that you can use to grow passive income is email marketing. I have amassed thousands and thousands of dollars on a monthly, weekly basis simply by using email marketing. I've got a strategy I'll show you that has taken my career and other people's careers and their businesses to levels that we could only have dreamed of. It's a training that I'm going to give you for $5.95 if you want it. I'm only offering it for a limited time. So if you want it, go over and get it now at terrywilson3.com/MDEMS. terrywilson3.com/million-dollar-email-marketing-system, MDEMS, MDEMS. I will show you step by step what I use, how I use it, where I use it to amass a huge list real quick on a button push and then text, email people out my offer that puts them on autopilot for me, making me thousands of dollars a week. Go to terrywilson3.com/MDEMS.
The ability to reach, connect, and convert qualified people with your goods and services is the number one challenge of every small business, entrepreneur, and sales professional. If you've been in business for any time at all, You know that countless hours and money can be spent on this one objective. Now there is a turnkey solution to all your marketing and sales needs. Go to leadsbyterry.com. That's L-E-A-D-S by T-E-R-R-Y.com to see a turnkey lead generation solution that will grow your sales by 300% within 90 days. And all with the simple push of a button. Go to leadsbyterry.com now and get a free demo on how the system works.
So listen, guys, whether you do anything with TW3 or not, that's not the point. The point is getting involved with something that's going to create passive income for you, because that truly is the only way you're ever going to make true wealth. I mean, you just got to have it. I mean, because without it, you know, you're exchanging time for money constantly, and there's no way to build wealth that way. So I hope you enjoyed that. I did want to tell you real quick, we are this coming Monday night, which is, let's see here, let me pull up my calendar real quick, will be Martin Luther King Day, January 20th. It's going to be episode 403 will be going on, and we'll be talking about not just being a dreamer, but a doer. You know, dreams are important. Dreams are very important. Dreams move people. Dreams move you, move people. Dreams move the entire nation through the efforts and the work of Martin Luther King Jr. So, you know, dreams are important. But if you just stay in the dreaming stage, then you never move to the level you want to be, which is actualizing your dreams, seeing it as a reality, being, you know, something tangible, not just a good thought, not just philosophy, not just a good idea. But hey, I don't just dream about making good money. I'm making good money. I don't just dream about, you know, freedom. I have freedom. I don't dream about having my own company, my own thing. I have my own company. So those are the things that we're going to be talking about Monday night. We've got our panel that's going to be back in. If you would like to be on those live streams with us, it's real easy. All you have to do is text the word TW3 podcast. That's all one word, lowercase. Text the word TW3 podcast to 38470. TW3 podcast 38470. Here's what's going to happen. You'll be put on our text list. I'll let you know when we're about to go live, which is usually Monday nights at 9 p.m. Now, the uniqueness about this one is we're going to take about 3 weeks off after this, 4 weeks actually, because we're going down to Florida and enjoying some time with family and friends, going to Bradenton, Anna Maria Island, and then we're going to go over to Disney for a week. So it's going to be a fun time, but I'm able to do that. Why? Passive income. Where's passive income come from? Comes from the TW3 tools, training, and technology that I offer. Everything I do to equip myself to be able to afford myself time with friends, family, and enjoying life is what I teach, is what I convey. When people become members, that's what it's all about. But if you'd like to hear more about it, come out Monday night. Episode 403 is going to be there at 9 p.m. Text the word TW3 podcast to 38470. Until then, I'll see you later.
I think you got the wrong impression about me. I think in all fairness, I should explain to you exactly what it is that I do.